What the heck? This app. Oh, I haven't done this in a while. I'm rusty. Hey, welcome back to the Spreadshop Merchcast, where we drop knowledge on all things in the merch game, or where we used to drop knowledge on all things in the merch game until we took a sudden, abrupt time off or whatever. So yeah, we haven't done a podcast in a long time. You might have seen the Happy Trails episode where we said goodbye to the old team. There's some reshuffling and busyness, and the podcast went last, really, of all the projects we have inside of Spreadshop. The podcast was just something that Moose, Nate, and I just did out of fun, talking about the brand and kind of helping out other shop owners. So yeah, I've been missing it, been missing doing the podcast, missing the gang. I am your host for this one, DJ Kaufman. I'm all the way down here in Pittsburgh, but I was all the way up in Boston last week, speaking at the E-Tail East convention. It's a big convention full of big brands, marketers, cool services, and a lot of smart people. And I had the pleasure of speaking there on a panel about growth hacking topic, making scrappy teams, doing things like this podcast, as a matter of fact. So yeah, it was a very fun experience, and it gave me a new kind of spin for what this podcast could be. So we used to just drop knowledge on all things of the merch game, but I found that I was really enjoying the conversations about all things in the promotional and branding game and tips for creators and brands, anything like that of all kinds. So I thought maybe that could be a new kind of a new direction for this podcast, sort of like a bring your own brand, be your own brand sort of vibe. So I want to move forward with this podcast and do just that, give out tips, things I learn and bring back from these shows, things I know from over like 20 years of being in the publishing game, everything we do here at Spreadshop to help creators and top influencers and big brands and fancy people. Hey, so let's listen in to the actual recording of the E-Tail show. Now, forgive the audio. I was recording this on my iPhone. I had originally had this grand idea to ask the audience if they'd ever been on a podcast and then say that they were actually going to be on our podcast. But that kind of fell flat because actually Snapchat went a little over in their talk, so they had to kick them off the stage, let us in. So we ran a little short on time on this chat, but I was able to follow up with people afterwards. Anyways, thanks, Snapchat. But the whole trick of, trying to say that you're on a podcast, whatever, and I'm actually recording on my lap right now. So if you hear a little bit of microphone bumping, that's probably me fidgeting in my chair. It's the first time I've really been on a stage in that environment to speak to a crowd. So I was a little bit nervous, but I think I did a pretty good job. So let's listen to that. I give out two pretty big tips that you can take back to your, that you can use in your own personal brand, take back to your own companies. And let's take a listen right now.
So kind of continuing like the trend, I wanted to invite DJ Kaufman up to the stage. He is the global head of marketing at Spreadshop. Please,
Yes. Hello, everybody.
So DJ, tell us a little bit about Spreadshop.
So Spreadshop allows users to make and sell their own merchandise. So we deal with a lot of influencers, YouTubers, streamers, all the hip kids. That's pretty much the product that we sell. Our product is free to use. So a lot of our work goes in, brand awareness, getting out, letting people know about it, dealing with influencers directly, and just cool content. Yeah.
So when we were on the call a couple weeks ago, you talked a lot about growth hacking and kind of doing it with a scrappy team of experts.
Yes.
Nice terms, but tell us a little bit more about how you do that.
Yeah. So if you don't know the term growth hacking, I don't know how many people in here might know it. Look it up. It's interesting. It's basically just a way to experiment, collect data, make changes, adapt, and then redo the experiment again or kill it. Results or die, right? So how we do that at Spreadshop is we have a very small team of kind of internal disruptors. And before you can disrupt a market, you have to disrupt maybe the internal processes of your company. We were dealing with a lot of processes, very slow turnaround on some creative projects. So what we do is we look internally for the people that are passionate about the brand and know them. In our case, it happened to be a few graphic designers. So I was the head of the design team and fell into the marketing world, both, like many, we wear many hats, I guess, a lot of people in here. And we decided we wanted to launch a podcast. And that wasn't in the OKRs. It wasn't in the KPIs. Everyone, like our company, our mother brand is in Germany. So podcasting really wasn't that kind of hip and cool or whatever. But we were like, we can talk about our brand on this media. So we decided to change the words. That's one of the first tips I want, like, just give you guys some takeaways to take with you back to your company so that you might get some instant results. And one of them was to change the word project to experiment or test. And then suddenly you're open to a playground. And now, of course, you want the data to back you up. So the three core things that you need in an internal team is strategy, which comes from OKRs or management or just good ideas. Data, you might have an SEO person, you might have actual data analytics people that are passionate on your team, and you need doers, and you can scale those as much as you want. And it doesn't have to be hiring new graphic designers or videographers or spending, you know, outrageous amounts of budgets on things. You might have these people internally in your team. You need to find your rock stars, empower them, and yeah, have some fun with it. So those are the three basic cores: strategy, data, and then doers. So yeah.
I think at Shaka we call them Band of Misfits. So
yeah, very similar. Yeah. We call our internal team Team Awesome. And awesome. The only reason we did that wasn't out of ego. It was because when I first started, there were white, boring walls, and we were like, we're awesome, right? We just wanted to kind of empower ourselves, and it kind of stuck. So now when we have visitors from all over the world, they want to come see our offices because we have drawings all over the walls and a great environment internally to stay creative.
And I think one of the things that you bring to the table is, and this is coming from a consultant, is we're talking about analytics being so important and about your internal team and the awesome team internally. A lot of times I don't think that the clients that we work with or the people that we talk with realize that they have a team of awesome people and scrappy experts, and if they use the data the right way with that team, they can do a lot of awesome stuff.
Yeah, that's like my second tip, is to just not be afraid. There's so many good ideas on the lower levels of companies, but everybody's afraid to step on other toes. Sometimes you just have to find good management that's willing to fight for your team. And, you know, mix it up a little bit internally. So it works. I'm lucky to have a boss that, you know, likes to experiment. He's the one that taught me changing words. Project to experiment. Yes.
I think one of the things that we keep on forgetting to mention is we've talked about scrappy teams of experts. We've talked about experts, but we haven't talked about diversity. And it's something that often gets missed when putting teams together and is so important in disruption. And we see it a lot, but kind of an open-ended question for playing off what DJ said and coming back to the audience is, what techniques can you guys, either any one of you guys, right, share with the audience that you use to speed up innovation while encouraging risk-taking in your companies? Something that the audience might be able to take away today.
Well, one thing we recently started doing is, technology can shift the playing field, and finding where your kind of competitive advantage might be is important. So platforms like Facebook and Instagram and Snap are getting to a point where they can target and find who your consumer should be better than you can. So whereas a couple years ago, you had to be obsessed about what's your lookalike audience, what kind of person you should be targeting, now that you put the pixel on your site and they're going to optimize for you. So what increasingly is found to be like the competitive advantage is creative. I think the stat is anywhere between 90 to 95% of new creative on Facebook fails. So you just need to output creative. And so what we started doing is, we started the normal cycle of creative team gets a brief, and every month we get 10 new ads, we put them on Facebook, and within 10 minutes we figure out they're not working. So now what we've started doing just this year is our marketing team outputs more creative than our creative team. Our creative team's great, but they don't have other stuff to do with our product launches and such. So of the last 20 creatives that have really done well for us across a lot of these platforms, 18 of them would be created by marketers, by people on the marketing team with no design training. And luckily we have a great creative team that is egoless, and they're like, great, this is awesome. So we're taking influencer images, we're taking images from lifestyle shoots and product shoots, and people on my team were creating ads. And we're able to like turn that creative output more so than if we had to rely solely on the creative.
So you're taking this agile process and really using that scrappy team. I love the term, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I came up with the term scrappy team.
Well, yeah. Experts,
but I don't know.
It just resonated.
Yeah, yeah. That's something similar. What we decided to do was we were putting out like focus groups and like taking surveys of our customers, and we had like thousands. And when we would actually ask for data back, we didn't get what we really needed, so we decided to go local. So right around Pittsburgh, around the 50-mile area, around the town, we decided, let's go out and like create the type of customer that we want to hear from. So I reached out to some of my friends to start out with, and like Team Awesome started going around to breweries, and we got some spread shops signed up with breweries. Now we know these people, and we can actually gather that data live from real people and real conversations. And I don't know about you guys, but when you have a couple beers, you'll get honest feedback from these customers. So really for us right now, what we're starting is more of a local, actually it's very, very old school way of doing things. Just kind of going out, meeting your customers and owning your area right around where you are. Yeah.
I would absolutely agree with just having a face-to-face conversation, even if it's not formal. I think a lot of the innovation we've seen has come out of even, can you take a negative interaction or a negative feedback, negative comment, and shift it and really have open a dialogue with that community. We use this community to talk what products would work for you, how can we improve, how can we bring more people into the conversation. As a result of that, we launched a product called the Boy Short. But it was really, how can we take something that could have just been something we soaked in the rug or minimized and really said, how do we answer this need and use exactly, as you said, diversity to encourage innovation?
We've run out of time, unfortunately. Do we have time for one or two questions?
Well, I don't want to hold everyone back from break, but how about if anyone doesn't mind hanging back for questions, would that work?
Sure.
Please, thank you so much.
So there you have it. There's some quick tips from the ETAIL show to take back to your teams. Number one, change the language. Sometimes if you change project to experiment, you can actually experiment a little bit more. Empower the people that are around you. You might not have to go hire, you know, a videographer or big teammates. You can probably have the talent that's in your company somewhere and find the passionate people and empower them. And number two, don't be afraid. So even if you're on the lower level of company, you might have some good ideas that could really help elevate things or help mix things up and really propel the brands. So don't be afraid to speak out, give your ideas. Ideas are nothing if they're just trapped in your head. And so, yeah, so with this podcast, you know, we used to just drop a lot of knowledge about the merch game. And I thought coming back from ETAIL, this would be a good time to maybe change this up and make it about all brand tips. I really enjoy those conversations with the marketers there at ETAIL. I just think that it's really good information to even have just for anybody that you might be, a nonprofit. Maybe you're just a small brand. Maybe you're a cartoonist like me. This whole experience at ETAIL kind of gave me a new reimagining for this podcast. That's what you could look forward to for future episodes, maybe some brand tips, things that you could take with you back to your teams and back to your personal brands. And again, you know, we used to plug this a lot, but what's Spreadshop? Spreadshop, it makes it easy for you to make and sell your own custom merchandise at Spreadshop.com. You can do that at Spreadshop.com. If you have any questions about that, you know how to find me. Visit any of our social channels. Look me up online. Message our people. We will be happy to help you start your own custom merchandise shop. But until next time, and I don't really have an outro, so I'm just going to say, like, I am out of here. There you go. Just picture me slowly backing away into the shadows, dropping a mic.
Hey creators, did you know you can open a free Spreadshop today and begin selling your own custom t-shirts and more to your fans? We aren't kidding around. There's no risk to you. Open your shop right meow at Spreadshop.com today and discover why top YouTubers and creators prefer Spreadshop for their custom merchandise.